This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 537 in the series. This session shares the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, May 5, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Most members of the Town Council, selected guests, and town administration personnel were in the council chambers. At least one member of the council was remote, along with the public, via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. I split the almost three-hour meeting into three logical segments. First, covers the opening of the meeting, including the recognition of DPW Director Cantareggi, the public hearing on the stormwater bylaw wording, and the license transaction for La Cantina Winery. Second, covers the Melanson and Heath audit report and the presentation by Franklin TV. Third, covers the town communications update by Anne-Marie Tracy and runs through to the end of the meeting. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda, including documents released from the meeting. So let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting of May 5, 2021.
Channel 29. This meeting may be recorded by others. Councillor Hamblin will be participating remotely tonight. And we'll move right on to citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 5 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. The council will not engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council will give remarks appropriate consideration and may ask the town administrator to review the matter. Is there anyone that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? I see Sue Cass. I see a hand waving.
Yes,
if you just identify yourself, name and address, please.
I'm Colin Cass, 146 Long Hill Road. I'd just like to talk for a minute about the dog park at Basie Field, which we both regard as a real huge asset for the town, a wonderful thing. We have three dogs. We take them to the park every day, sometimes even including rainy days like today. The reason I'm mentioning this is there is conversation about introducing an area for small dogs where they can be separated from the larger dogs. I happen not to think that this is a particularly necessary thing, because if you look at the dog park at in Medway, they have such an arrangement, and the small dog portion is mostly not used. But no harm would be done. The reason that I'm speaking tonight is there has been conversation about solving the problem of providing such an area for small dogs by subtracting it from the existing area rather than adding it to the existing area. That, I think, would be a real mistake. The dog park as it stands is not perfect, but pretty darn close. And if it needs any change, it could be slightly larger, but it certainly shouldn't be smaller. And so I think that if the change in the park can't be to enlarge the park, then the change shouldn't be made at all. And so this is one of those rare times when the best solution really turns out to be the cheapest too. The cheapest thing to do is to do nothing at all, because this is really a good dog park just as it is. And as for the interaction between large dogs and smaller ones, they mingle every day, and there are hardly ever problems. If there's a problem for a small dog, it tends to be that he gets run down, and it causes the dog to tumble. But they're like toddlers, no harm is done. And there's no fighting, there's no picking on the small dogs, nothing like that. So if the solution can be adding to the park, I'm all for that. That's okay. But if it's subtracting from the existing park, I believe that would be a mistake. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience either in person or on Zoom that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda?
There's two pages.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone.
Don't see anyone. Okay, just give an extra couple of seconds because there is a time delay. So. Okay, seeing no further citizens' comments, we'll move on. Approval of minutes, we have none scheduled this evening. So we'll move to proclamations and recognitions. We do have one this evening, our Public Works Director, and we have some representatives from the American Public Works Association. And if you just please come forward, introduce yourselves.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman and members of the board tonight. Thanks so much for having us. It's a very special occasion for the American Public Works Association and our New England chapter. My name is Rich Benevento. I am the New England chapter national delegate to the American Public Works Association. I'm also here tonight with Anthony Garrow. Anthony is our New England chapter president. So I want to again thank you for allowing us to come in for this very prestigious award for a very special person. A little bit about APWA. APWA is the largest and oldest organization of its kind in the world. The headquarters is in Kansas City. It has 67 chapters throughout the United States and Canada and a membership of 30,000 members. In New England, our New England chapter membership is just about 1,000 members here in New England. So it's an organization that represents public works professionals throughout North America. A little bit about the Top 10 Award, Top 10 Public Works Leaders. Each year, the American Public Works Association recognizes 10 public works professionals out of a membership of 30,000. So you can imagine how prestigious this award really is. And the award really recognizes those public works professionals who have achieved a career of leadership and accomplishment. And certainly Brutus Cantarigi has done that, and he has been so recognized by the public works community and the American Public Works Association. We know that Brutus throughout his career has been a champion of many causes, clean water being one of them. He's testified at the State House in Boston. He's testified in Washington and has really been a champion of public works initiatives. A lot of those he's implemented right here in Franklin. As you have seen over the years, he's provided tremendous community service both here in Franklin and in his own town. Is a member of many boards and groups within his community. We know he's I believe it's been 15 years here in Franklin, doing the good public works work that is necessary to keep a community running. He's provided an incredible amount of accomplishments to our profession as well. He's a public works advocate, supporting public works professionals throughout New England and our highway associations and the American Public Works New England chapter as well. And as I mentioned, you know, just in terms of leadership, not only has he been a leader in his own right, but he has fostered and mentored those younger public works professionals that are coming up so that they are also achieving the accomplishments in their field as well. So it's not just leadership in one aspect, but very broad. He's also, just in terms of the work that he's done here in Franklin, and the profession, but as well as the service to his country. He was recognized both for his service in the Army with awards during his tenure in the service. He's also very dedicated to his family. His wife Wendy is here, his daughter Amelia and his son Carlson are here. And we know that Brutus is very proud of them, and Brutus, I'm sure they're very proud of you this evening as well for this accomplishment. You are now part of a very, very elite group You are a public works professional of the highest caliber, and the town of Franklin is really lucky to have Brutus as your public works leader, not just a public works director. So I'd like to have Tony Garrow come up for a minute and just make a few remarks as well.
Rich is always tough to follow, but Brutus, I'm really very proud to be here tonight to present you with this award. It's been a distinct pleasure to get to know you over the last 15 years, and your devotion to the public works industry, to your family, to the general public, the community, is just amazes me. It's been great to be your friend and work professionally with you as well over the years. Brutus, like Rich alluded to, he is very involved. He's very dedicated to public works. And, like I was telling you earlier, there's only 10 of these awards that go out this year, 10. And that's in the country. So that is something to be very proud of. And everyone at the New England chapter is very proud of you. And it's an honor to make this award to you this evening. If you could come up, and I'd like to read this. I think I'll try to do this without my glasses. For noteworthy achievement in the field of public works and adherence to the highest standard of professional conduct. Presented to Brutus, Country Director of Public Works, Town of Franklin, Massachusetts, has been selected as one of the top 10 public works leaders of the year, awarded by the American Public Works Association, May 2021.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Welled up.
I'd be shocked if you weren't going to say a few words.
I know. It's going through this process, I start thinking about it, and I'm the figurehead, and my personality, but this award's really, it's not about me. It's about a lot of things, the town. This is one of the things, Jeff Nutting. He's the one that gave me the opportunity to come here. He's a great mentor that I always had. You guys, council, I've been working with you guys for a long time. And I was thinking some of the bigger stuff that, you funded, we made decisions on that, I could take and run with and be examples. And, the water main road replacement program, other communities, we lead that, showing how many miles of road that we've done and replaced water mains. When I first got here, we'd have, Dave Allard came. He'll tell you how many water breaks we used to have every week. We go through winters now. We might have two. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's the investment that you folks are doing. Our water conservation plan, not always popular, but we're taking care of our assets that we have. And we're going to, keep them for the future. Trash. Deb, you remember trash? Oh, my God, Jeff. That was like the biggest thing. We're not going to pick up everything. We're going to do single stream recycling. What's that with carts and everything like that? All the presentations we came through here, and it turns out to be the most popular program in the town. And we saved money with that, and then other towns grabbed upon that and saw what we were doing here, and we're still doing. Like I reported last week, we get the lowest contamination rate in the area, and that goes back to the town, the residents. Building parks, what a community size. Like since I've been here, we built two parks, two wonderful parks, a sculpture park and Delcart. And I forgot about the dog park. That guy liked that one. We built that one too, And he said we did it almost right. So that's good. And then sidewalks, doing the connectivity in town. We're constantly, if this money comes available, we're trying to make those improvements. I'm not going to talk about stormwater, but we've done a lot with it. And, whatever decision is, we're going to move forward with it. But we're still a role model for a lot of people, the things that we've done, because we started a long time ago. And then we got the Interceptor project. That's going to be another, that's you know, for a town the size, you know, tackling a $25 million project, you know, that's a big deal. And it's going to be, you know, affect a lot of stuff and a lot of communication outreach over the next couple of years. And the other thing I'd say about unique about town of Franklin is the great inner working relationships with departments in town. You know, I work at other towns and some DPW directors never met the school superintendent. You know, we have those kind of relationships. I go downstairs to the building department, talk to everybody down there, you know, the police chief, the fire chief. That's very, very unique in a town that, you know, everybody works together. It's really, and you know, you can't be successful without that. And then obviously my staff, the great staff through the years, you know, they're the ones that prep all the stuff, do all the background work. I could name off a lot of them, but they're, you know, they're phenomenal. And then, you know, ultimately it's the crew. These are guys put the boots on the ground. They're the ones out there. They're the ones taking care of the parks. They're doing the roadways, the potholes, taking care of the sewer lift stations, taking care of the water, you know, the engineering. It goes on and on and on. But these are the guys that do it all the time, and ladies. And then obviously I got to thank my family because they supported me, my wife. I tell you, the first time I took this job, I went home with chest pains. It was tough. You know, it took a while, but, you know, she's always been there for me. And then I go home and she shovels a walkway, so that's good. So, but that's what it is to me. And, you know, and then being recognized from your peers, you know, that's pretty good. But ultimately, it's just a great community to work for, you know, the residents. We got a lot of great residents out there. We got a lot of people like to call about different things, but, you know, we deal with them all. But it's great. It's a great community. So thank you for the time and the award. I really appreciate it.
Go ahead.
We'll take a 2-minute recess here. Yeah, photo op.
Yep.
And I'm making this photo somehow.
We'll come back.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good.
Of course it is. A smile.
How are you doing? Oh, God.
Couldn't give it up, huh?
Yeah, we got everybody.
Every Pellegrini for mayor. I think Jeff started getting hives, so he got out of here.
Yeah. I love it.
Jeff got out of here faster than he ever did.
Yeah.
Good, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him
move that fast since he was the last day of working here.
Okay, we'll bring the meeting back to order, and we'll move on. Next item on the agenda, appointments. We don't have any scheduled this evening. We'll move on to hearings. We do have one this evening. Hearing on bylaw amendment 21-868, chapter 185, zoning article 5, special regulations. I'll declare that public hearing open. Jamie, you want to?
Sure. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is the, if folks go back a few months, you may recall we had a few resolutions before the council that were all technical, non-financial elements of the stormwater bylaws that we had to update some verbiage. And this, I can say, the reason why this one's coming a little later is because this was required to go through the planning board, which extended the duration a month or so. This is the second and final reading of this bylaw that has been, that'll come up under legislation for action, that was voted on unanimously by this council, as well as the planning board. Again, it's only word changes that have no impact on the finances of this issue, and the resolution is here that'll get read later with those changes. So obviously happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jamie. Is there any questions from the council? I know we've vetted a lot of these many, many times, but we do have to have the public hearing on it prior to the legislation for action. So is there any questions from any of the council? Any, where it is a public hearing, is there anyone in the public that would like to speak on this item? Not seeing. Okay, I'm not seeing any either. So I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Frangillo?
Yes.
Chandler?
Yes.
Fasanti?
No.
Amblin?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Pellegrini?
Yes.
Jones? Yes. Vice Chair?
Yes.
Chair?
Yes.
8-1, sir.
Declare the public hearing closed. Okay, moving on. License transactions. La Cantina Winery, La Cantina Brewery, change of category on their Farmer Series pouring permit from wines to wine and malt beverages, 355 Union Street, Franklin, Mass. 02038. Clerk will read the license transaction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a license transaction, license modification, change of category for La Cantina Winery, La Cantina Brewery of 355 Union Street, Franklin, Mass. 02038. La Cantina Winery / La Cantina Brewery is seeking approval for a change of category on their Farmer's Series pouring permit for wines to wine and malt beverages. All departments have signed off on this application. This is a motion to approve the request by La Cantina Winery, La Cantina Brewery for a change of category on their Farmer's Series pouring permit.
Second.
Yep.
Motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, through you to the council. So the only change that is different here is that the pouring permit will be expanded to wine and malt beverages, not just wine. And all departments have signed off on this application and have improved the respective inspections and compliance. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. I do see Mr. Vizzella on the call. Bob, is there anything you'd like to add?
My wife, Anna, and I are applying for this permit to just expand our current offerings, and we certainly appreciate the council taking consideration of this amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Questions or comments from the council? Councilor Bazanti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I just want to commend the Vazellas for what a great job they've been doing. Bobby DeLarco and I, we went and visited with him many years ago, and since then, it's just been, he's just been doing a great job ever since. I'm just a little confused. So the malt is not beer and wine. Malt is, isn't that a more of a distilled beverage that he's, is this more like a pour license through the chair to Jamie?
Jamie, yeah. Go ahead, Jamie.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the malt is the beer beverage.
There's no distillery
involved with this or any hard, I don't know what the right word is, but hard liquors.
But it is beer.
It is beer.
Still beer.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to know.
Beer and wine, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Beer and wine.
It becomes a beer and wine, theoretically a beer and wine license, license.
And Mr. Chair, so they're just asking for basically a pour, the ability to pour or a pour license?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have no problem.
Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, we were just talking about this. The governor rescinded that you have to have food now with some of these licenses.
May 29th.
May 20 what?
29th.
29th, yeah.
Whoa.
So with this change, it will go back to not needing food.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Go ahead.
That is correct.
That's from the state. It's, just so people are aware, that's the state of emergency.
Right, yeah.
That's to Councilor Chandler's question is accurate, but that's in the context of the COVID era or executive orders that the governor's been doing for the last year and a half.
Right.
So absolutely, it goes right back to the regular way it was.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Pellegrini.
So what you're saying is they will be serving food?
No.
Snacks?
Inverse.
Whatever?
The reverse.
They don't
governor care. During COVID, Councilor Pellegrini made breweries, made businesses like the breweries and distilleries and the wineries under that statute, which is called the Farmer Series. For some reason, he required that they had to have food during the pandemic. When the pandemic is over or the state of emergency is lifted, then it goes back to they don't need to serve food. They're not required by state law.
Or by town law.
Or by town law, yep.
But didn't we, by town law, have that they had to have some type of food?
Yes. Through you, Mr. Chairman.
We excluded it in the pouring licenses.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The Farmer Series is exempt from those requirements. Only what we term, it's a slang term, and I apologize, but we call it a Section 19. So a Section 19 is a section in state law that allows them to be under a Farmer Series permit. It's a type of license from the state. So Glen Farmer, La Cantina, and 67 Degrees are the three businesses in town that are under that category of licenses.
Okay, so people are able to drink, but not have to have any food available for them.
That's correct.
Safe?
That's not a requirement. That's correct.
Is that a safe way of doing things?
Well, I mean, I think that the Farmer Series statute was devised to try to encourage the local growth of wineries, distilleries, and breweries. And this, you know, if folks want to, I'm happy to have myself and Mark go into a long conversation about it, but this goes back 12 years under state statutes. It's a long history, and it's gotten a little bit more complicated because of the COVID rules. But it sounds like what Chrissy's saying is on May 29th, it goes back to normal.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's just not.
Councilor Kelly.
That's the way all tastings are everywhere I've been in the country, but it's not relevant to what we're trying to vote on.
Right.
I'm not trying to be rude, but.
No, all we're doing.
Point of personal privilege. My question was.
Wait a minute. You don't have the floor right now.
I had a personal privilege.
I'm not recognizing it right now. Just hold 1 second and you'll get a chance to speak. Councilor Kelly.
I just don't want to hold the applicant up. And I understand where we're going with this, but I think it probably is a good agenda item for some points we can talk about it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
That was my question, if that added piece changed what they needed for food. And obviously you said it wasn't. Thank you.
Yeah, that's correct. The governor, when COVID came in, he included all of the alcohol licenses requiring food, which really didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. And it put added burden on some of these licenses. And this is one. But as Chrissy just stated, effective May 29th, it goes away, goes back to normal.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other comments or questions? Councilor Bazanti?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I sort of concur with my colleague, Brian Chandler, because there has been concern about, and I think I don't want to belabor this and I don't want to beat it to death, but I remember the governor making the statement, I don't want bars that impersonate being restaurants. So he made the thing with the food in front of the drink. But candidly, that's hurt a lot of businesses, and I'm glad to hear that it's going away, because an outfit like the Elks in Franklin has lost 200 members, because believe it or not, the people that down there do not want to have to get food when they go in there for a beer.
Okay, this discussion is a discussion we can have in the future.
Right.
But it does not have Absolutely. Any effect on what we're doing this evening. What we're doing this evening is approving a beer and wine, adding beer to the wine pouring license, farmer's license, that La Cantina currently has. So if it's something that the council wants to discuss in the future, to bring up and have another discussion about whether we want to do something with food for this type of license, please bring it up under new business and we'll put it on a future agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Bazanti. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My only comment, excuse me, is in regards to my understanding of La Cantina and their winery and the business themselves, as well as the Vasella family, is that they've proven themselves to be reliable, responsible business owners. And I completely support any changes that come forth to changing this license, and look forward to what they have in store for the future.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Any other comments or questions from the council? Okay, with that, I don't think there's anybody in the audience. I don't see any
here. Say Mel. I didn't know Mel.
Hello.
Mel, did you raise your hand?
I didn't, but I would be happy to have the floor for a moment.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm all for the Vazellas to incorporate malt pouring. Hopefully it'll be maybe 67, maybe it'll be... maybe as-built will get in there. I did notice, though, that there was some brewery section you've added. Is that an addition to your winery in your fermentation area, Bob? Or is that have you always had that brewery section?
No, that Thank brewery you. Section is new.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Councilor. Councilor Hamblin. Is there any other questions or comments?
Can I speak?
Yes. Please identify yourself with name and address, please.
Lister O'Brien, 19 Gebb Street.
Okay.
I just had a question, actually. How come on the license, it's 355 Union Street, when the winery is 357 Union Street?
I'll have to look to our administration for that.
No, that's what it says. And also, too, do they make the malt liquor on the premises if they're a brewery and a winery?
Chrissy, do you know the answer to that?
Bob,
do you know?
Yeah, so thank you for the question. I appreciate that. The permit from the state of Massachusetts is actually at both 355 and 357 Union Street. So that is per the state farmer brewery permit. And to answer the second question, so yes, we will be manufacturing beer in small batches per the permit that was given to us by the state of Massachusetts.
Now, is it going to be consumed at your winery?
address your questions through the chair, please, Mrs. O'Brien.
I was just wondering, where is this going to be consumed?
It will be consumed on premise.
Okay, what about what goes on in the backyard?
That area.
Outdoor seating, the outdoor concerts. What about that?
That area is licensed.
And is that malt liquor going to be consumed on those premises?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's a problem with that because.
Okay, please address your questions to the chair and then I will address who needs to answer them.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I address something?
Sure.
Okay. I was just want to say that if they include malt liquor, I think it's going to probably increase the amount of people that are there. And as far as I can see, since I live in the neighborhood, there's been a lot of problems with parking. Okay, they park all over Yeb Street. They park all over Saxon Street. Sometimes they block both sides of the road. And the music has been very loud to the point where you have to close the windows, put the air conditioner on, and put the TV full blast. Now, that is concerning. I mean, I'm probably the only person in this neighborhood that's actually speaking out about this, but it's a problem. And I have concerns about that. I mean, I don't mind them doing their winery and stuff. You're saying they have the permits and everything, but I'm just saying that's it's just an added burden to the neighborhood.
Understood. And we hear your concerns. Jamie?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, just from my own perspective, you know, obviously the town council is the local licensing authority. And as all of you know, and maybe for Mrs. O'Brien too, the town staff, myself, and Chrissy Welton's our licensing administrator. Just to our knowledge, Alyssa, we've not heard any of these complaints. As the TA and our staff, I'd be more than happy to talk to you or meet with you down on site with the Vizellas to try to walk through what some of the concerns are. These are the first times I'm hearing of this. You know, it's hard to do this. Right now, the action before the council is fairly administrative from the perspective that he already has a pouring permit for wines. We certainly respect your concerns regarding adding malt. But even if this license didn't, for some reason, go through, your issues that you're having may still be there. And we'd like to, I'd like to at least try to talk to you or meet with you to try to do the best we can to try to address some of your concerns. But the question before the council tonight is not regarding the site plan. It's not regarding parking or any of those other issues. It's obviously regarding the expansion of the license to include malt. Thank you.
Yes, I understand that, sir. But I was just wondering, that doesn't that kind of go along with the license? If they're looking for a license, then these issues are all combined.
Well, they already have a license. They already have a license in place. And I think the prudent thing to do here, Mrs. O'Brien, is please contact the town administrator and they will be happy to, the administration will be happy to meet with you and discuss your concerns. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and through you. Could maybe the applicant could tell us what are the business hours that he's open and closed at night?
So it varies from day to day, but we're shut down by 9 o'clock.
I think our noise ordinance starts later than that. I can understand the the neighbor's concern. I live for 20 years with St. Rocco's in my backyard, and I live with three churches in my backyard every Sunday. So I get it. But at the end of the day, it's where you moved and where you lived. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think La Cantina is a great winery. It is a great, kind of a great story for the town of Franklin as a small business startup. As somebody who was a local kid who came with a dream to start something, and he's done that, and he's done a great job. I've been there a few times. They're always respectful. And I think the occupancy, whoever, whether they're there or not, somebody's going to occupy that building, and you're going to have a parking problem down there, because that's the way that little village, so to speak, in Franklin was set up. There's very low parking areas in that whole area, and that's why we did that. I can't remember. It was probably 13 years ago that we did that streetscape and put that parking in. I get it. Sundays is awful at my house. I got people parking in front going to church. It is what it is. You live there. You know, I could say some more about it, but I don't think the neighbor would like it very much. I am very I appreciate her concerns, but this is the right thing to do for a small business, and it's the right thing to do for that area. We have to look at the impact of our small businesses. We have to look at our impact of our as a business as a whole in our community, and we have to look at the impact to that area and making sure that we continue the revitalization of that area. So I appreciate her concerns, but I'm 100% for this. It's a great idea. We've got a company in Franklin looking to expand, and I hope that someday he expands to a larger building if he's got that opportunity. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilor Kelly. Councilor DeLorco.
Thank you to you, Mr. Chairman. I do hear her concerns, but the Vizzella family has been awful good to the town of Franklin, and I'm pretty sure they would work with her trying to help her in any way they can. I thought that they got parking from the either Rossi's or the other one, didn't they? I thought they were going to get trying to get parking through them.
They'll cooperate.
No, through your company, right? Yeah, I think they park at the soccer place.
Yeah, I believe they made an agreement with Downtown Sports to have.
So hopefully that should take some of
and
it
that's
out.
New. Yeah, that's pretty new.
That's pretty new. So hopefully
please
that would take it out.
Please address questions through the chair. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, I'm 100% for them. They've been great to the community. They do a lot for the community, and they'll work with Mrs. O'Brien to make sure that everything works fine, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, Councilor DeLorco. Councilor Bizanti, last comment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to point out, I do feel Ms. O'Brien's pain, but the Union Cafe's been down there for like 100 years. I don't know, maybe less, maybe more. I don't know. Certainly, she knew the Union Cafe was there. It's full pour, full liquor license. There used to be some rowdy crowds down there, I would think.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't remember, but that is a subsection of the town. As like Matt, Councilor Kelly pointed out, it's a village, another village, and I think this is the poster child for successful winery license. That this is exactly the way we wanted it to go, and exactly how we pictured it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield the floor.
Thank you, Councilor Bizanti. Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
I have more discussion. When I moved into my house, this place was not here, okay? And as I understand on their website, they've been there since 2015 making wine. Then the pandemic happened, and all of a sudden the outdoor concerts happened. I don't really mind anything that they do, but I really wish they would be respectful of the neighbors. Keep the music down, please, and not park illegally on Geb Street.
And Mrs. O'Brien.
No, I don't appreciate.
You are. Thank you. I ask you to call the town administrator and set up an appointment, and he will meet with you, our administration will meet with you and meet with the Vozellos and talk through your concerns. The concerns you have are not part of what we are discussing this evening, which is just a change in a license that already exists. So with that, the clerk will call the roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chandler.
Yes.
Rangillo.
Yes.
Hamblin.
Yes.
Bizanti.
Aye.
Allegri.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Jones. Yes. Vice Chair.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
9-0, sir.
Motion carries.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.